and he swam, and he swam all over the dam. Boop, boop, did him, dad him, water, chew. Boop, boop, did him, dad him, water, chew.
Yeah.
Boop, boop, did him, dad him, water, chew. And he swam, and he swam.
Two for Tuesday continues.
D-A-M.
Squat.
It's
the Three Stooges. That's latter Stooges. That's not early Stooges. Is that like Curly Joe? That's like Curly Joe Stooges.
Curly Joe is on the album cover.
Yeah. So. All right. Hey. Hi. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Studios on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower. We're here until 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5. And my buddy and yours, the great Steve Cochran, at 6 for your morning drive. Phone number is 312-981-7200. And Esmeralda, are you ready for the challenge?
Yes.
Okay. The pop-up video board game that was given to me by a listener at one of my film club events. By the way, I have one tonight if you'd like to go. I'm showing The Exorcist. We're all going to get scared. 8 o'clock. $10 to get in. Parking is free. Make your reservations now. I'll introduce the movie and then we'll talk about it afterwards with the Q&A and everything. And it's only $10. Parking is free. Movie Co. Theater in Rosemont. Carmike.com. Reserve your seats now. They're going pretty fast. C-A-R-M-I-K-E. Carmike.com for the Exorcist screening tonight starting at 8. Anyway, pop-up video is a board game based on the TV show that was on VH1. And it asks questions about certain videos and then asks pop culture-related questions related to the video. And it's Skip Skipley, Esmeralda. Skip Skipley's here.
Oh, that's fantastic
news.
Hey,
everybody.
Hi, Skip.
I thought he retired.
He retired, but he came back for this game.
I did.
Wow.
Yeah. So Skip Skipley is out from retirement. He's our host. Are we ready for the game, Skip?
We are ready to go.
How was your flight?
It was all right. It was all right. Had dinner with Trebek last night.
You game show hosts hang out together
right.
a lot?
Eubanks and I were playing shuffleboard last time.
That's right.
Trebek and I, we had some poutine because he's from Canada.
Okay, Skip. Well, let's do it. There we go. All right. Who goes first?
Since you're leaving, we'll let you lead it off.
Oh, since I'm what?
Leaving.
Oh, for vacation.
Vacation.
Oh, okay. It's not for a couple of days, though.
Well, you know, we're doing it because of that.
Oh, yeah, because we won't be doing it for a couple of weeks. Right. Okay. All right.
Right, said Fred, I'm too sexy. Please sing any line from this song.
Okay. I'm too sexy for my shirt. Too sexy for my shirt. So sexy it hurts. I'm a model, and I know what I do my turn on the catwalk, on the catwalk, on the catwalk. Oh, and I do my turn on the catwalk.
Very convincing.
Thank you.
Very nice.
Thank you very much. By the way, I love this song.
Esmeralda, this video shows footage from what Italian fashion capital?
Italy. Or wait. Darn it.
That's partially right. Skip, are you going to accept that answer?
I will give her a second chance.
Okay.
From Rome?
That is incorrect.
It's Milan.
Oh, whatever. Right, said Fred.
All right.
Mr. DiGilio, here's a gimme for you.
Okay.
What do Right Said Fred have in common with detergent mascot Mr. Clean?
Bald and earring.
They are both bald, yes.
Okay.
Esmeralda, the band says they're too sexy for what animal that appears in the video?
Their cat.
Their cat
That's
is
absolutely
correct.
Right. This song rules. So now are we on card two?
We are
side
on
two?
Yes, extra credit.
All right, extra credit.
This is multiple choice.
Okay.
Cats with an extra digit are said to be what? A, polydactyl. B, ambidextrous. C, multipollux. D, polytros.
I'm going to say C.
That is multiplex, and that is wrong.
Oh, all right.
Polydactyl.
Okay.
That's with an extra
digit.
Wait, you
picked multiplex?
Yeah. Yeah, because I saw okay. I saw a movie there last week at the multiplex. So, okay.
Esmeralda, this is a multiple choice as well. Which of Steve Austin's body part was not bionic on the $6 million man? His right ear, his left eye, his left leg, or right arm? Again, your choices are right ear, left eye, left leg, right arm.
Right ear?
That is correct.
That's right, yeah. Lindsay Wagner, when she became the bionic woman, they gave her a bionic ear.
Oh, that makes sense.
And he didn't have. He had the eye and the arm and the leg. Yeah, I had the little action figure where you can look through the back of his head through his bionic eye.
Oh, yeah, that was on 40-Year-Old Virgin.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, good.
Okay, so we're tied at two now.
Another multiple choice.
Oh.
Uncle Fester from the Addams Family was known for putting what into his mouth?
Light bulb.
Do you need this? Yeah. All right. Oh, poor Esmeralda getting all the geography questions here. Kathmandu is the capital of what nation?
Oh. Oh, man. Kathmandu. Oh.
Bob Seegerland.
What?
No, he has a song called Kathmandu.
Oh, that doesn't help me. This is wrong. I want to say India, and it's not correct. That's all. I'm going with that because I can't think of any other country.
Nepal.
Ah, that's right.
Wow. Hey, what did that have to do with the song?
Cat.
Oh, cat. Okay. Cat, and then, like, the Uncle Fester because he's bald.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
What was the other one?
The second question was about $6 million man.
Why is that? Because he's sexy?
The question had to do Milan fashion.
Hmm. Well, maybe, you know what, maybe the
right.
most expensive
well, no,
dress of all time was $6 million. Dollars.
No, but was his right ear?
Yeah.
Right, said Fred.
Oh, could there be. Go. There you go. Yeah, right, said Fred. Okay.
That was the aforementioned with the six digits.
All right. Is that it?
That is it for that card.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good timing because we need to break here for the news, and we'll come back and we'll hit another card. So far, Nick with three, Esmeralda with two on the latest. And Skip Skipley is retiring. All right, we're going to have to get Skip Skipley back here and unretire, and he will after the news.
We have some computer problems. Apparently, Skip brought the IT team with him with retirement.
Okay, Skip Skipley broke the computer when he retired, but he's got to come back and fix it.
He does IT work now?
Yeah. Well, no, he brought the IT team with him.
Oh, okay.
So, because Skip Skipley retired now, but he's back. But he wanted an upgrade on the computer before he went back and and hosted the show.
It's very demanding.
That's right. Well, he's Skip Skipley. He's a legend.
That is true. He can ask what he wants.
He was having dinner with Trebek last night. And he played shuffleboard with Eubanks.
I wonder if when you talk to Trebek, you have to answer everything in a question.
I think you do. I think that's how you have to. That's the only way he knows how to communicate.
I mean, yeah, after all these years.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, we're waiting for this. Did you know this is the second game show Esmeralda Leon has been on this week?
Oh, yeah.
What game
I told
show?
You yesterday. Wait, no, I didn't, did I?
No.
Oh, I told Mary.
You confused me with Mary? That's not a compliment for Mary. That's not a very nice thing to say about Mary.
No.
Mary, she confused me for you.
Oh, man.
I'm not gonna say what she just did. Okay, so what now? What were you?
No, so I was walking down the street.
Yeah,
and you and me in the morning. You know that show they do on WCIU.
Sure, of course. Yeah,
John Hansen, my co-host so far.
You worked with him on the programs.
He was doing a thing like a man on the street, which he usually does, but this one he had a couch. And he had me answer some questions, and I won some Starbursts that were stuck in the couch cushions.
Wow. Well, what were the questions?
And a quarter. They were about Chicago.
Oh. That's cool. And you were just randomly walking down the street, or was it set up?
I was ran. What are you talking about? I was
yeah. You just so happened to see the guy that you co-hosted a show with. I see. All right. That's cool. That was fun. So, can people see it? Is there video?
There. I know. I think if you are friends on You and Me in the Morning, it's there.
Can we get that and put it up on the website? Because everybody's got to see it.
On my Facebook as well.
Oh, okay. Well, then let's get it from her Facebook.
He tagged me on there.
On our Facebook. And we got to see Esmeralda answering some questions and winning some Skittles. Or not Skittles. Starburst.
Starburst. That's come right. on.
All right.
Which I promptly ate. All of them.
Oh, okay. Then did you
the whole pack.
Use the quarter to get more Skittles or Starburst?
Oh, no. I mean, they're more than a quarter.
Oh, they are? All right. Are we back now?
Yeah, we got the song.
Okay. Rihanna, who, in my opinion, has the weirdest voice in the history of music. I just think she's got a weird voice. Rihanna and Disturbia. I liked Shy Ronnie.
That is good.
And did she do Umbrella?
Yeah, she did.
Ella.
I like that song, too. Yeah, but she's got a weird voice, man. But Shy Ronnie rules.
Yeah.
Okay. Where are we now? It's a new card, and Esmeralda goes first. All right, Alley Cats, I hope you're ready.
Oh, gosh.
I don't see Dave in it. Maybe he's...
I'm more scared that I don't know what the song is. That's my fear, not even the singing anymore.
Well, all right, what is it? Where are we going with this one, Skip Skipley? And welcome back, by the way, from your retirement.
Thank you.
Okay.
Meatloafs, I'll Do Anything for Love.
Okay. Okay, well, I only know the one bit. I'll do anything for love. Do 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 do. Because I don't know the rest. I would do anything for love, but I won't do that. No, I won't do that.
That's good.
Anything for, and then there's that part.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you though. I know that video, man.
What is that he wouldn't do?
We don't know.
Okay.
It's between him and that lady.
Yeah. Wasn't he like a beast, like Beauty and the Beast in this video?
I think so.
Oh, and I bet we're going to get questions on that. I'm just going to shut up now. All right, what's the next question here?
Hey,
for me?
Nick DiGilio. Yeah. This video is based on what famous Disney love story?
Beauty and the Beast.
That is correct.
We used to sing that when that song was out. I was doing a show called Bitches at the time,
mm-hmm.
and we'd be in the back like getting dressed because everybody was in drag.
Yeah, and you're singing that.
And we'd all be going, I would do anything for love, because everything is so dramatic on Meatloaf songs.
Yeah,
so dramatic. Jim Steinem wrote all of his, like, you know, the big hits, Bat Outta Hell, all that stuff. That's from Bat Outta Hell 2, I think, from the album. And is now I'm blowing the whole card, right, Dan? I am.
Checking off all
I'm giving everybody, if I don't get the question, you'll get the question. We now know all the answers. I'm not going to say anything anymore.
Hey, right. Esmeralda.
Yeah.
The album featuring this song is part two of what 1977 album?
Bat Outta Hell.
Would you have known that? You would have known that.
Maybe.
Oh, for God's sake. I'm costing myself the game.
I don't think I could have come up
Thanks,
with
I
it.
Appreciate that. Was that multiple choice?
Nope.
Thanks. Thanks, yeah. Buddy.
I would do anything for love. All right.
Meatloaf played a character named Eddie in what quote-unquote horror movie?
Oh, he's in the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
That is correct.
Yeah. I was hoping it might be a Fight Club question, but Fight Club wasn't out when pop-up video was.
No, it wasn't.
Okay. All right.
Apparently, Meatloaf loves multiple choice questions because all of the extra credit questions are multiple choice this time around.
Okay, good.
Esmeralda, I'd prefer not to were the only words spoken by which Herman Melville character? A, Billy Budd. B, Moby Dick. C, Bartleby the Shrivener. D, Pequod. I'd prefer not to were the only words spoken by which Herman Melville character?
Pequod?
That is incorrect.
What is the answer?
Bartleby the Shrivener.
Yeah, okay.
I was thinking that, but for some reason I thought Pequod. I like how they have Moby Dick on there. The whale said, I'd prefer not to.
It was CGI'd in the movie.
Drinking a cup of tea. I'd prefer not to. And then he swims
away. Is that question on there because I won't do that? It was a variation on I won't do that.
Yeah. All right. What was Herman Munster's occupation?
What? Well, I couldn't even.
A, scientist. B, male model. C, funeral director. D, hotel receptionist.
Funeral director.
That is correct.
Come on.
All right. But, you know, he did. He had other crazy jobs, though. Like, he was a pro baseball player at one point. He was a male model at one point.
I had to read for mine.
All right.
Which I didn't.
And why is Herman Munster on there?
Let's see.
What's the connection?
Oh, maybe because of the beast.
He's a monster?
Beauty and the Beast.
Beast, okay. All right.
Guano refers to a bat's what?
Droppings.
Correct. Dung is how they have it listed here.
I know that from Ace Ventura.
Oh, yes. The educational film Ace Ventura, Pet Detective.
Because he's like, it's gold. Or no, he eats it.
He eats it. Yeah, of course he does. Of course he's going to eat poop. He's Ace Ventura. That movie rules. Okay. Both of them, by the way, rule. All right. What's next?
What is Meatloaf's given name? A, Martin Lou Adagio, B, Martin Lee Adonato, C, Marvin Lee Aday, D, Martin Lou Ferrigno.
Come on, how dumb do they think we are?
It's C.
Marvin Lee Aday, that is correct.
Okay. Yeah. Is that the end of that card?
That is the end of that card.
I would do anything for love.
Why, he's a jerk.
I won't do that.
He's a bit of a jerk.
I don't understand. I still never knew what he wouldn't do.
You should ask him. He'd probably yell at you and ask you if you listened to the album.
Oh, yeah. He was a jerk. That's right. I forgot about that little incident. Oh, Meatloaf. All right. What's next?
By the way, the video of Esmeralda playing Couch Change is now up on our Facebook
page. Couch Change is now on our Facebook page if you want to see Esmeralda winning some what the hell? Sunburst.
Win
Starburst.
A game.
Yeah. Not it's on our Facebook page, facebook.com/NickDShow. All right, Skip Skipley, what's the next card?
Robert Palmer's Addicted to Love.
I know.
Here.
Yeah, thank you. She's doing the model dances right now. Whoa, you like to think that you're immune to this stuff. Oh, yeah. Dun, 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 dun. Closer to the truth to say you can't get enough. You know you're gonna have to face it. You're addicted to love. Might as well face it. You're addicted to love. And so on.
You know a lot more than you
thought.
I love that song. Robert Palmer was the king, man.
Real quick, there was a building on my street. I was walking home. And for some reason, it was empty. But there was a Robert Palmer poster framed. And he was shirtless. And it was like an
wait a minute. Whoa.
Shirtless Robert Palmer poster framed, but the whatever was there, it was all gone. Like nothing was in there anymore.
Wait a minute. And it was outside? Like, was it hanging on the wall?
No. It was in the building, but it was all glass.
Oh, I see. So it was inside.
So I could see right in. I'm assuming there are offices. I think there was carpet on the ground. But I'm just like, what is that? What?
That's fantastic. Shirtless Robert Palmer in the middle of an office building. That's great. All right. Okay, Skip.
Esmeralda, who plays Robert's backup band in the video? Just like a general answer here.
Lady models?
Yes.
Supermodels?
Supermodel. Identically dressed models.
Identically dressed. Oh, okay. Yeah, of course. All right. All right, let's break here, Skip. Are we all right?
Yeah, let's break.
He's going to retire again.
Go to Boca for a minute.
And we're going to have to bring him back from retirement right after we break for weather.
Do we pay every time he leaves?
Yeah, oh, yeah. The guy's making a bundle.
Wow.
The guy's been, he's got frequent flyer miles out the yin yang.
Imagine.
Man, the computer does not like Rihanna, apparently.
Oh, you're having, the computer's having issues with Rihanna? Okay. So, we'll By the way, Esmeralda just showed me the picture of the shirtless Robert Palmer. That's his like his third album cover.
Well, still, it was hanging in an empty, what I believe was an office before.
Somebody really liked that album. Had it framed and put up there.
So professional.
Oh, it is. All right. Skip Lee back?
Yeah. Well, the IT works on it here.
Okay. Skip Lee is back. And it's Nick DiGilio, by the way. Hi, everybody. We're back. It is a two for Tuesday.
What song is it? We'll just sing it.
We Found Love in a Hopeless Place.
No idea what it is.
I
think you'd recognize it.
I know Shy Ronnie.
Oh, boy.
All right. You know, they did two of those.
They did.
Yeah.
They did.
And
they
robbed the bank in the second one. Yeah. Shy Ronnie rules. All right. Are we back now, or do we have... Here we go. Paul requesting Rihanna. I do know that song. I've heard it. I've often changed it to another station. All right. So are we back?
We are back.
And it's Robert Palmer. Welcome back from your retirement, Skip Lee.
Thanks.
All right. So whose question is it?
We are back to you, Mr.
Okay.
DiGilio.
It is currently 8-6, me. And it's Robert Palmer... what is it? Addicted to Love.
Yeah. Addicted to Love, yes.
No, I mean, had a lot of hits, so I'm just, you know, all right.
In 1987, Robert moved to what country known for its distinctive cheese?
Known for its distinctive cheese?
Yes. 1987, Robert moved to what country known for its distinctive cheese?
France.
Switzerland.
I see.
Germany.
I get it now. Distinctive, because there's all kinds of holes in it.
What? What?
I don't know. All right.
Robert briefly liked it hot as the lead singer of what 80s supergroup?
Oh, I don't know.
I almost mentioned this before the
last
break.
Darn. No, I don't. I can. No, I don't know.
Power Station.
Yeah, no, that would not. Nope.
They were great. Power Station was awesome.
I vaguely remember reading about that at some point.
John Taylor, Andy Taylor from Duran Duran.
What was their hit?
Some Like It Hot.
Oh, yeah. Some Like It Hot. Yeah. Do, do, do. Okay.
That, yes. They also did Get It On, Bang a Gong. That was their remake of that.
Get It On, Bang a Gong.
You don't know that song?
No.
By T-Rex?
Wow.
I'm just...
You don't know Get It On, but
no,
you don't know Bang
that
a Gong?
Title, really?
Wow. That's like a great... That's like a pretty legendary tune.
Maybe I do know it. I just didn't know it had such an awful
but
song
you know,
title.
It's but Rihanna's you know, We Found Love.
I found my motorboat or whatever the hell she's singing about. All right, what do we...
We're on the extra credit portion.
Oh, extra credit. All right.
Yes, true or false. A car's high beams hinder visibility on a foggy night.
True.
That is correct.
You don't put your high beams on when it's foggy out. I'm glad you didn't get that question, Esmeralda, in the traffic department.
Probably would have said
you probably would have said false, yeah.
Oh, gosh.
All right.
Matthew Broderick starred with what actress in the 1998 film Addicted to Love?
You're not pleased about these questions this morning, Esmeralda.
She's been dealt a bad hand this morning.
Let's just, I'll think of the 80s, early 90s.
You want a hint?
I don't know why. Well, all right, give me a hint.
Really, really known for rom-coms. But really, really known, especially for 80s and early 90s rom-coms.
She likes sandwiches.
Meg Ryan?
Yeah. That's a good movie, by the way.
I don't know why I was going to say Kelly LeBrock.
Kelly LeBrock?
I don't know why.
From Weird Science?
She just came.
Yeah, you know why? She's very known for rom-coms because she was married to Steven Seagal for a while. Did you know that? Did you know that she was married to Steven Seagal?
No, I just knew she was
Oh.
married to... David covered. What's his face?
No.
Tisdale?
Tawny Katane was married. Tisdale? David Tisdale?
Getting them all confused today.
Coverdale. Oh, Tawny Katane was married to David Coverdale.
You know, Kelly, she brought her A game to couch change.
Yeah, what's going on? You did well on couch change. What the hell's wrong with you today?
I got nothing.
All right. Nothing. What's next?
Besides, this is multiple choice. Besides admitting Swiss citizenship, saying I'm Swiss means one of the following: I'm holy, I'm neutral, I'm not interested, or I'm drunk.
Neutral.
That is correct.
I didn't know about this Swiss thing at all.
Weird cards today.
Kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
Though.
This
Esmeralda,
is weird. All right, Esmeralda.
Name the murdered girl at the center of Twin Peaks mystery.
Oh, it's... Oh, man. Hold on.
Oh, come on. You're killing me.
No, I just... hold on.
Killing me.
Laura Palmer.
Hey, it's all right.
Whew.
All right.
Goodness gracious.
We got to check to see what's happening on the opening bell, which is next here on WGN. Here's Steve. Hey, Steve.
Hey, good morning. You guys want to stick around? We're going to play a drinking game first up on the show.
As long as I can have water.
Yeah, we can fix something up because it's really more about who you turn into in this fake drinking game. Believe it or not, researchers have been giving a lot of money to determine our personalities when we have drinks, when we go out and, you know, be with our friends. And they've broken it down into a bunch of different categories. We're going to find out which ones we all are, I guess, as we take advantage of this federally funded research that determined this.
Federally funded research.
Yeah.
Wow.
So.
Okay. I would have been a really good candidate about 3 years ago.
You know, it's funny. Isn't it funny what people get research money to do? I mean,
yeah.
It really
it
is.
It's crazy. All right. Thank you, Steve.
All right.
There you go. That's the opening bell coming up. Well, that's it, right?
Yeah. I don't think we'll be able to get another card in.
10-8, me.
Oh, so I got close.
You did.
Yeah.
Wasn't too bad.
No.
Strong finish.
It was. Well, I don't know about the strong finish.
She got Laura Palmer.
Yeah,
she
I
did get
Laura
Palmer.
Palmer.
Yeah, you get Laura Palmer. She's wrapped in plastic. Have you seen the trailers for the new Twin Peaks?
No.
It's going to be so good.
Have they shown actual
Yeah, there's footage? Little bits of footage here.
Oh, okay.
And Lynch directed every episode. Every single episode is directed by David Lynch. It's going to be good. All right, so tomorrow is Wednesday. And it's Wild Card Wednesday, and we're going to talk with the filmmaker who is putting together a documentary called The Humbler, which is about a great guitarist called Danny Gatton. Danny Gatton was this great guitarist, world's best unknown guitarist, and they're doing a Kickstarter campaign to make a documentary about the guy. And we're going to have the filmmakers on to talk about that, and it's Wild Card Wednesday, and more. So I'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah, see you tomorrow.
Okay. Oh! All right, we'll see you tomorrow. Tisdale.